We all know that cities and nations across the country are facing huge budget cuts. So are families. So are individuals. Maybe that's why these Michigan State Police were caught on tape openly talking about stealing things when inside someone's home. Take a listen.
Who comes down here and don't want to take everything? Say that quarter ounce, at least a quarter ounce there, is going to give us a chance to take all this stuff, you know, according to Luke.
Chance to take all this stuff? Sounds like home invaders. Well, they are home invaders. They're also cops. Check out what they decided to take.
What do you want to take in the basement? You want to take the drums and all that or no?
Drums. It's a recording studio. They wanted to take all the equipment. But how on earth can the police just be allowed to take your stuff? Here to explain, Radley Balco, senior editor at Reason.com, who reports on crimes like this across the nation. Did this come as any surprise to you, Radley, when you saw and listened to these tapes and learned what these cops did?
No, not at all, Judge. I mean, we see this all the time. Anytime that there is a drug investigation, a drug raid, or police are doing a drug search on a home, if they find drugs in that home, there's a good chance that they're going to start divvying up your property. And in this case, they found a tiny amount of personal use marijuana in this guy's home. They also found a half of a I think it was a Percocet, a prescription painkiller, that the guy actually had a prescription for. And the prosecutor in this case basically told him that because he had a pot conviction from many, many years ago, he was going to have to plead guilty to having this prescription painkiller that he actually had a prescription for, or they were going to throw the book at him.
I can remember when I was on the bench in New Jersey. I was a judge during a period where the criminal laws were changed to become tougher, and the theory was if someone used a crime in order to purchase something, that you wanted to take the profit out of crime. You wanted to take that thing away from them. So the theory would be if this guy was a major drug dealer and he used the money from selling the drugs to buy the drums, then you should seize the drums. But here you had a user who had such a tiny amount of marijuana in his home. How could that possibly be used to justify stealing personal property from him worth far more than the drugs that they found and where there's no connection whatsoever between his use of the drugs and his purchase and use of his drums?
Well, I mean, this is all the Supreme Court has upheld this idea of civil asset forfeiture. And basically the legal theory, which I think is a false legal theory, as I'm sure you agree, is that the property itself is guilty of a crime. And so they charge the property in a civil proceeding. And then as the property owner, it's now up to you to prove that you obtained that property legitimately.
Right.
So if it's cash, you have to come up with receipts or paycheck stubs or something proving that you got that cash legitimately. If it's property, you know, some other sort of property, you have to come up with receipts and show that you have legitimate income to have paid for it. It basically, it turns innocent until proven guilty concept we're all familiar with completely upside down.
And of course, this has gone a step further now, since many of the police departments that actually seize this stuff get to sell it and use the proceeds, or sometimes actually get to use what they have seized, the very item that they have seized, in their own personal use or in their professional use. What happened to these cops, these two thugs that we just heard on the tape? Did they get into any trouble for this?
Well, they didn't get into any trouble with this right away. What happened is one of these were state troopers in Michigan. One of them was actually caught later in another corruption scandal. And when this particular homeowner read about that case, he came forward with this video. And now there's an investigation into this case as well. But it was only that other case that sort of triggered this. But that, you know, it's not really surprising. I mean, when you have these incentives, where the cops can directly benefit from the property that they seize, you are creating this temptation and this incentive to find a drug connection where there may not be one, or to find a drug dealing connection where there may not be one. It's really an incentive problem. It's a policy problem, and it's been with us since the ramping up the drug war in the early 80s. Well, the federal government
The governors and the state legislatures can stop this with a stroke of a pen, and you're doing very good work, Radley. We appreciate it by exposing all this. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on again, Judge.
Of course.